Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss short story. Now as a definition, what is a short story? It can be defined as a brief fictional prose narrative that is shorter than a novel and that usually deals with only a few characters.
Okay, so something that is shorter than a novel and usually deals with few characters.
And another way of classifying what a short story is and how it is different from a novel can be found in the definition that the Hugo Award categories follow. And Hugo Award categories are given for best novel, best novella, best novelette, and best short story. So as it has been defined by them, anything that is less than 7,500 words, they consider it to be short story. Anything above 7,500, they consider it to be novelette. Above 7,500 and till 17,500. Something above 17,500 till 40,000 words, it is considered to be a novella. And something beyond 40,000 words is considered to be a novel. So this can be one way of classifying what is a novel, what is a novella, what is a novelette, and what is a short story.
Okay, so let me do a small recap. Till 7,500 words, it is called a short story. Above that, but below 17,500, so between 7,500 to 17,500, it is called a novelette. Above 17,500, but below 40,000 words, it is called novella. And above 40,000 words, it is called a novel. Okay?
But of course, there is no universally agreed upon definition as to what exactly is a short story. But the works of writers like Edgar Allan Poe, H.G. Wells, William Faulkner, these provide us with yardsticks to classify something as a short story or something other than a short story. There is a famous work by Edgar Allan Poe, The Philosophy of Composition. Okay, The Philosophy of Composition, which was written in 1846. I will discuss Edgar Allan Poe's idea of short story in a minute. But before that, let's consider some basic characteristics of short story. Something which we already know. First of all, the length of the story is less than a novel. Short story is usually concerned with a single effect conveyed in only one or few significant episodes or scenes. They usually avoid complex plots because if the plot is complex, it will take much longer to resolve it. The resolution will take longer. And the short story encourages economy of setting, concise narrative. Characters are disclosed in action and dramatic encounter, but it is rarely fully developed. And short story is often judged by its ability to provide a complete or satisfying treatment of its characters and subject. And before the 19th century, the short story was not generally regarded as a distinct literary form. Now, before moving ahead, we should know the difference between two words called sketch and the other is tale. And out of these grew short story in the 19th century.
So, pay attention to what is classified as tale and what is classified as sketch.
Now, writers like Washington Irving, William Dean Howells, these people wrote sketches. Whereas, writers like Edgar Allan Poe wrote tales. Even Herman Melville also wrote tales. For example, Washington Irving's The Sketchbook. Then, William Dean Howells' Suburban Sketches. Okay, these two are titles. Okay, Suburban Sketches and The Sketchbook. After that, Edgar Allan Poe's Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque. Okay, Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque. After that, Herman Melville's The Piazza Tales. Okay, The Piazza Tales. So, on one hand, we have writers like Washington Irving and William Dean Howells calling their stories, whatever they have written, sketches. And on the other hand, we have Edgar Allan Poe and Herman Melville calling their stories tales. Now, there are some differences between a sketch and a tale. What is the difference? First, a tale is much older than a sketch in terms of etymology, matlab, in terms of its history. Tales are intracultural, okay, intracultural. And a tale is a medium through which a culture speaks to itself and thus perpetuates its own values and stabilizes its own identity. For example, the old speak to young people through tales. Now, what is a sketch? A sketch is intercultural, okay. Tale was intracultural, sketch is intercultural. And a sketch depicts some phenomenon of one culture for the benefit or pleasure of a second culture. Factual and journalistic. And in essence, the sketch is generally more analytic and descriptive. And less narrative or dramatic than a tale. After that, a sketch by nature is suggestive, incomplete. The tale, on the other hand, is often hyperbolic and overstated. The primary mode of sketch is written, so sketches are normally written, whereas tale is normally spoken. But of course, as I mentioned just above, that Edgar Allan Poe's stories are called Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque. Then Herman Melville's stories are called the Piazza Tales. These people, despite writing tales, are writing it. So just keep in mind. But I'm just telling you the broad difference between sketch and tale, because it will help you to understand how short story evolved and what are the attributes that we can identify in a short story. And the modern short story, therefore, ranges between the highly imaginative tale and photographic sketch, and in some ways also draws on both these ideas. For example, if you consider the short stories of Ernest Hemingway, they are more closely related to the sketch than to a tale. William Faulkner, on the other hand, his stories resemble tale, T-A-L-E, tale. So in some ways we can say that the modern short story is a kind of fusion between sketch and tale. Now let me read out Edgar Allan Poe's view with respect to his tales. Okay. There's a famous work called The Philosophy of Composition. In this he mentions all of this. Quote, "I prefer commencing with the consideration of an effect," unquote. By effect, Poe is evidently suggesting the importance of the tale's impact upon the reader. But he is also echoing what he has stated to be the basis of his poetry when he suggested that, quote, "Brevity is in direct ratio to the intensity of the intended effect," unquote. Furthermore, Poe goes on, quote, "In the whole composition, there should be no word written of which the tendency, direct or indirect, is not to the one pre-established design," unquote. So in short, what can we say? That Edgar Allan Poe's idea is that stories must have a compact, unified effect. Okay, compact, unified effect. And since I have mentioned the name of Edgar Allan Poe, let me point out few very famous short stories which he has written. Of course, he calls them tales, but for the purpose of convenience, let's call it short stories, because using the modern classification, his short stories, or let's say his tales, are termed as short stories. Okay. So out of the many short stories, some of the most important ones are The Fall of the House of Usher. Okay. The Fall of the House of Usher. Then The Cask of Amontillado. Okay. The Cask of Amontillado. After that, The Murders in the Row Morgue. Okay. The Murders in the Row Morgue. And this last one, The Murders in the Row Morgue, this is one of the first detective stories. And another one, you know, which is also a detective story, is The Purloined Letter. Okay. The Purloined Letter. And the name of Edgar Allan Poe is very famous in the field of short story writing. And after this, one more writer you should know about, who is quite important from the point of view of short story. He is the Irish short story writer called Frank O'Connor. Okay, Frank O'Connor. And there is an important work by him, The Lovely Voice. Okay, The Lovely Voice, which came out in 1963. And in this, what he does is, he studies the various short stories written by different authors. For example, James Joyce, Rudyard Kipling, D.H. Lawrence, Ernest Hemingway, the Russian writer Anton Chekhov, then Catherine Mansfield, and some more writers as well. And he also adds some theories of the short story from his side as well. So this work by Frank O'Connor is just about the major theories related to short story genre. And there is a famous phrase that he mentions in this work, the submerged population group. Okay, within quotes, the submerged population group. And Frank O'Connor uses this term to characterize those individuals who, for whatever reasons, are left on the fringes of society. So what he wants to say is that short stories are a means for submerged population groups to address a dominating community. This is the opinion of Frank O'Connor. So in the United States, or when we discuss American literature, the practitioners of short story form are Herman Melville and, of course, Edgar Allan Poe, Mark Twain, Ernest Hemingway. These are amongst the most important practitioners of short story in America. And when we come to Britain, or let's say British literature, the greatest practitioners are authors like Arthur Conan Doyle. Okay, Arthur Conan Doyle is the name. And especially his work, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, okay, which came out in 1892.
Then in Britain, there is also an important writer called Catherine Mansfield. Okay, Catherine Mansfield. The short story writing of all of these writers have contributed to the development of the short story as we know it in the modern era. And of course, we should not forget James Joyce, especially his short story collection called Dubliners. Okay, Dubliners. The spelling is Dubliners. Now, Dubliners is basically a collection of 15 short stories by James Joyce. It was published in 1914. And as the name indicates, it's about basically Irish middle class life in and around Dublin. And what is Dublin? Dublin is the capital and the largest city in Ireland. And in all of these short stories, he presents a very naturalistic depiction of Irish middle class life. And from an exam point of view, sometimes they also ask, which is the first short story in Dubliners? It is called The Sisters. Okay, the title of the first short story is called The Sisters. And the title of the last short story is called The Dead. Okay, The Dead. So whenever you read about short story, keep in mind that your preparation should be done in such a way that will benefit you in the exam. Or let's say, from an exam point of view, your preparation should be done. So along with knowing the definition of a short story in terms of length, in terms of effect, as Edgar Allan Poe says, you should know about the exponents or practitioners of short story. For example, James Joyce, Edgar Allan Poe, Ernest Hemingway, Catherine Mansfield. After that, you should know about the important short stories which these people have written, because questions can come from any of it, whether it be the basic traits or characteristics of a short story, or the practitioners of short story, or examples of short story. So let me end this lecture by just doing a quick recap of the definition of short story. What is a short story? It can be a prose narrative of indeterminate length, but usually it is less than 7,500 words. And as Edgar Allan Poe says, it is a story that concentrates on a unique or single effect, and one in which the totality of effect is the objective.